Custom personalize anything for you. Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
And it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon, cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make $200 to $300 this year.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GREAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 following Mountain Home's 50-36 loss to Greenbrier tonight. Let's first get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Games. Actually, we'll go with co-players of the game. And it'll be Luke Proctor with 20 points and Braden Dewey with 11 tonight.
Yeah, both Luke and Braden, you know, they were our offensive weapons. They both shot the ball well. You know, Braden did a good job attacking the boards and playing down low. And Luke hit some tough shots there that second half for sure.
One other player in the scoring calling for Mountain Home, and that was Reed Ellison with 5 points all in the final period. As for Greenbrier, they brought 9 players out on the floor, and all 9 got on the board. They were led by Jack Runzik with 11 points, 10 on the night for Eli Weaver, 7 for Reese Jones, 6 for Aiden Berry, 4 each for Spencer Melton and Hayes Johnson, 3 each for Jacob Mathis and Jace Dunlap, and 2 on the night for Josh Robinson. This game had one tie and one lead change very early in the game. Mountain Home with 20 rebounds. And let's see, I've got Greenbrier with 5, 10, 15, 20. I got 22. From Greenbrier actually out-rebounded Mountain Home for much of the game, but it looks like Mountain Home kind of fought for a few more boards later on.
Yeah, you know, we went hard after rebounds, especially on the offensive end. You know, rebounds are kind of one of those stats. If you're missing a lot of shots like Mountain Home was on the offensive end, there's going to be a lot more defensive rebounds there for Greenbrier to have, which you should be in better position for to get those rebounds. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think those kind of go in correlation with each other. And, you know, Greenbrier was hot. They made a lot of shots, and unfortunately we weren't able to get some rebounds there because they were making shots.
And turnovers, Mountain Home ended up with 13 on the night and Greenbrier with 4. Another key.
Another key there. We saw it in the Lady Bomber game, too. I think it was 15-5 and now 13-4. And, you know, those turnovers in high school basketball, they lead to points majority of the times. You know,
and you saw some of those fast breaks they did have there throughout the night.
They did, yeah. And Greenbrier in that second half, they just went down the floor and got some layups, easy shots there.
So with the loss, Mountain Home's going to fall to 2-16 on the season, 0-6 in the 5A West. Greenbrier's going to improve to 11-7 and 2-3. So again, Mountain Home falls in this boys' game 50-36, and Mountain Home also loses the girls' contest 46-42 tonight. So now you got to try to bounce back, and this is actually where the first half of conference play ends for Mountain Home as they go to Alma Friday night.
Yeah, you know, that'll be the last game this conference season, or is this the last game for the conference season? Well, I think we got Alma. We haven't played Alma yet, have we?
Yeah, this is the only team we haven't played
in the league. Yeah, so that'll be the end of the conference season there. And, you know, you got that's a winnable game, I think, for both the boys and girls to go into Alma there. And, you know, Alma played Greenwood tonight. I think the girls got beat pretty good by the Greenwood girls who we got played last week. And so we'll see how the Lady Bombers and Bombers respond Friday night.
You know, Dell and I were talking a little bit. Alma's been a little snake bitten, too. They did take this Greenbrier team to triple overtime Friday night and you know, end up losing, but, you know, still tough fought battle.
Yeah, you know, both our Bombers and Lady Bombers, they just need a taste of victory. They need to win. They've been in some games, and, you know, there's key points in all the games where they're kind of letting teams pull away from them, you know, and they may be in the second quarter, maybe in the first quarter, maybe in the fourth quarter, but there's times where we're letting teams take the victory from us, and, you know, we need to taste a victory and figure out how to win, and I think if we do that, we've been in all the games that we've played, including the Valonias, including the Silent Springs, including the Greenwoods early, you know, and if we can just figure out how to get that winning, maybe we can turn some things around that second half of conference season.
So junior varsity boys game is scheduled for 4:45 that night at Charles B. Dyer Airedale Arena. We'll be on the air around 6 o'clock with the varsity contests here, so be sure you tune in. Brad, thanks for being with us tonight.
You bet, Matt. Thanks for having me, man. You do a great job out here.
Well, thank you. I also want to thank my producer, Audrey Young, who always does a good job back there at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Basketball is brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate, Centennial Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, Charter Consulting, River City Flooring, United Country Realty, Bright Room Materials, and Southern Breeze Real Estate. Join us next time the Bombers take the court for more Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're not here to make news.
We're here to give you a break from the news.
Enjoy. Classic Hits 101.7.